Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Simply Quantum Physics from DK is a visually driven primer that aims to make one of science's most counterintuitive subjects feel approachable. Rather than assuming a heavy math background, it leans on clear explanations, diagrams, and structured sections to guide readers from basic ideas to the concepts that define modern quantum theory. The book situates quantum physics as both a historical revolution and a practical toolkit that underlies today's technologies, from lasers to semiconductors. Readers can expect a guided tour of core building blocks such as wave-particle duality, quantization, uncertainty, and the way measurement shapes what can be known. It also touches on the interpretive debates that make quantum physics fascinating beyond equations, including how to think about probability, superposition, and entanglement without getting lost in jargon. As part of the DK Simply series, it is designed for quick comprehension, making it useful for students, curious adults, and anyone who wants a coherent mental model of quantum ideas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the classical picture breaks. A major theme in introductory quantum learning is understanding why everyday intuition fails at atomic and subatomic scales. The book frames quantum physics as a response to experimental results that classical physics could not explain, emphasizing that quantum theory was not invented for mystery, but for accuracy. It explores how energy and matter behave differently when systems are extremely small, leading to discrete energy levels and behaviors that look continuous only in large-scale limits. Key examples typically include blackbody radiation, the photoelectric effect, and early atomic spectra, which collectively force scientists to rethink assumptions about waves, particles, and energy exchange. The discussion clarifies that classical physics remains extremely effective for macroscopic objects, yet becomes incomplete when describing electrons and atoms or light interacting with matter at very low intensities. By presenting the historical motivation and the logic of the shift, the reader learns a crucial skill, recognizing the domain of applicability of a theory. This foundation prevents quantum concepts from feeling arbitrary and helps readers see quantum rules as a consistent extension of physics rather than a collection of paradoxes. Secondly, quantization and the structure of atoms. Another core topic is quantization, the idea that certain physical quantities come in discrete steps rather than any value on a continuum. The book connects this to the stability and structure of atoms, explaining how quantized energy levels lead to characteristic absorption and emission of light. This provides an accessible route to understanding why each element has distinct spectral lines and chemical behavior. The narrative usually introduces simple models that convey the essential point. Electrons in atoms occupy allowed states, and transitions between those states involve specific energy differences. Even without heavy mathematics, readers can grasp how quantization explains periodic table regularities and the existence of stable matter. The book also links quantization to broader concepts such as photons, as packets of light, and the way matter exchanges energy in discrete amounts. By emphasizing diagrams and stepwise reasoning, it shows how quantization is not merely a theoretical claim, but an experimentally grounded principle. The payoff is practical understanding. Once energy levels are discrete, many phenomena become predictable, from atomic spectra to the behavior of materials, and the reader gains a framework that supports later ideas like wave functions and probability. Thirdly, wave-particle duality and quantum states. Quantum physics becomes most distinctive when it treats particles as having wave-like properties and waves as having particle-like interactions. The book explains wave-particle duality as a model that captures how experiments reveal different aspects depending on the setup. It typically uses approachable examples such as interference patterns and diffraction to show that electrons and photons can produce wave-style outcomes while still arriving at detectors as localized events. This leads naturally to the idea of a quantum state, a description of what is known about a system and what outcomes are possible. Instead of presenting the state as a mysterious entity, the book focuses on its predictive role. A quantum state encodes probabilities and interference effects that cannot be reproduced by classical particle trajectories. Readers learn that the wave function is a tool for calculating likelihoods rather than a direct picture of a tiny object moving along a definite path. The explanation distinguishes between deterministic evolution of the state and probabilistic measurement results, helping readers reconcile apparent randomness with lawful structure. By laying out these concepts carefully, the book equips readers to interpret classic thought experiments without treating them as mere puzzles. Fourthly, uncertainty, measurement, and what can be known, a pivotal topic is the uncertainty principle and the broader role of measurement in quantum theory. The book presents uncertainty not as a limitation of instruments, but as a fundamental feature of nature, where certain pairs of properties cannot both be sharply defined within a single quantum state. This is tied to wave-like behavior. A state that is well localized in position must involve a spread and momentum components, and vice versa. The discussion also highlights how measurement is not a passive act of reading off pre-existing values in the classical sense. Instead, measurement interacts with the system and yields one of the allowed outcomes with probabilities determined by the state. The book explains how this viewpoint helps resolve common misconceptions, such as the idea that particles secretly carry exact values that we simply fail to detect. It also clarifies the practical implications, including why quantum systems can be engineered for precision in some variables while necessarily sacrificing precision in others. By emphasizing conceptual clarity over formalism, readers gain a realistic sense of what quantum predictions mean, how experimental outcomes are interpreted, and why probability is central rather than optional in quantum physics. Lastly, entanglement, interpretations, and real-world applications. To show why quantum physics matters today, the book brings in entanglement and the technologies built on quantum principles. Entanglement is presented as a correlation between systems that cannot be explained by classical shared information alone, leading to measurement results that are linked even when particles are separated. This sets the stage for understanding why quantum theory challenges simple notions of locality and why it inspired intense debate about what the theory says about reality. The book typically sketches major interpretive perspectives at a high level, focusing on what is agreed upon experimentally versus what remains philosophical. Alongside this, it connects quantum concepts to everyday and frontier technologies. Semiconductors, transistors, lasers, and magnetic resonance are common examples that demonstrate quantum rules shaping modern life. The discussion may also touch on emerging fields such as quantum computing, quantum cryptography, and precision sensing, emphasizing the practical role of superposition and entanglement as resources. By tying abstract ideas to concrete outcomes, the reader sees quantum physics as both a conceptual framework and an engine of innovation, making the subject feel relevant rather than purely theoretical. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious beginners, high school and early university students, and non-specialists who want a reliable overview without being overwhelmed by advanced mathematics. It is also useful for professionals in tech-adjacent fields who regularly hear terms like superposition or entanglement and want a coherent explanation that supports informed conversations. The main benefit to a reader's life is improved scientific literacy. You gain a practical mental map of how the microscopic world is described, why probability plays a central role, and how quantum principles power devices you use daily. That understanding can reduce intimidation, sharpen critical thinking about popular science claims, and provide a foundation for deeper study in physics, engineering, or computing. Compared with many similar introductions, the DK Simply approach stands out for its structured presentation and emphasis on visual clarity, making complex relationships easier to retain. It aims to deliver essential concepts in a compact, navigable form that supports quick reference as well as first-time learning. For readers who want an accessible gateway that still respects the subject's depth, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.